We're learning Siman Kuf Aleph, and we started Sif Beis. We're discussing now the halacha that a person, when he davens, he should be mashmiya la'aznav b'lachash. When he davens in a whisper, and the whisper should be heard to his ears, v'liyashmiya kaila, but others should not hear his voice. And now we're going to discuss three different circumstances, three different heterim that a person could have to be mashmiya or even lahagbiya koyloi. We said that person who's mashmiya is katani amana, and if he's magbiya, if he makes it very loud, he's like the neviyei sheker. We'll have now three heterim. The first heter we're starting here at the end of page 260, kuf lamed on the base, and so basically here, if a person is incapable of having kavana, if he davens balachash by whispering, mutter lagbia koyle, he's allowed to be magbia his voice. Means not only is he allowed to be mashmia to make it heard to his neighbor, he could even magbia, he could even say it out loud with a kol ram to have kavana. Now this heter that he should say the Shmona Esrei out loud for kavana is only if he is in the privacy of his own home, but not in public, because then he's going to disturb his neighbors. V'hanimili, when do we say this? Beinoy levein atzmoy, when he's by himself. Aval b'tzibur aser, if he's in a tzibur where there are others who are davening, he's not allowed to do this. Dasi lemitra tzibur, he's going to bother the tzibur. So that's the first heter that we have over here, is that if a person is incapable of having kavana and he wants to daven louder, in order to have kavana, then it is permitted to do so, assuming that he is in the privacy of his own home, but not in a tzibur where he would bother other people. That's heter number one. Number two, haga, ve'imashmiya kailoi b'beisa. If a person is making his voice heard in his house, meaning he's davening at home, not because he needs to concentrate, but because he wants his family to pick up the nusach, to learn how to daven, that's also permitted. Imashmiya kailoi b'beisai kishimispalo, when he's being mispalo, kadesh yilmedu mimenu b'nei beisai, mutter. That the people in his house should learn from him, then it's also mutter. So it's the second heter. The second heter we have is in order to teach his family, he's also permitted to daven out loud. And let's do all three together, and then we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The third heter, Siv Gimel, Yesh Emrim, Shabarosh Hashanah. Some say that in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, Mutul Ashmiya Kailam Betfila Filo Betzibur, that it is permitted to be Mashmiya, to make his voice heard in the Tfila and the Shemona Esrei Filo Betzibur. Now, we just had before in Sif Beis that Betzibur is Asr, but in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it is permitted. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah the reason why it's different Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. In the Shemona Esrei, you're asking? Yes, yeah, so primarily we're focusing here on the Shemona Esrei. In the Shemona Esrei, there's a din of lachash, and therefore we don't daven out loud. I never heard of a place that davens the Shemona Esrei out loud. That I don't know. But the other part of the davening, so then we had last night that Mishnah Berurah mentioned from the Prima Gadim not to daven the Pesukah Zimra out loud, and then we said over from other Paiskim, the Eliyah Rabba brings, And then Khan Kanievsky says that today the style of davening changed, and there's no problem to daven out loud, and it's even recommended because then we're able to concentrate better. If everyone is doing it, yeah. I wouldn't imagine if you're in a shul that it's actually quiet, then somebody starts davening out loud. It's disturbing. It's not nice to do it like that. Yeah, you look, you have to kind of have a sense of where you are and what everybody else is doing. So that was the second. So what's the third heter? The third heter is on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's mutter lashmiya kolam betfila afilu betzibur. Let's just finish this off, and then we'll go back. Hagav akei noyagin. That was the minig al kopanim in the time of the Ramah, was they actually davened aloud Shemona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But even then, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where they did daven out loud, it shouldn't be so loud that it's really disturbing. It's just a hum, a little bit louder than usual, enough that he should be able to concentrate well. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. We'll go back up to Sifkat and Ches. So we're talking about this first heter, which was that we're permitted to daven out loud if we're not able to daven with kavana, balachash. says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, if you'll notice, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is over here. He says mutter lagbia koyle. He's allowed to be magbia his koyle. So if you remember, we mentioned briefly tonight, but last night we learned that there were really two levels of raising the voice. There was a voice level where your neighbor hears you, but that's called lahashmiya koyle, and then there was another level which was out loud, which is lagbia koyle. And over here you'll notice that the Mechaber says that this heter is even lagbia koyle, which is the louder level, the higher level. So even that is permitted. So now the shaila is, let's say that if he could have, you know, pretty good kavana, if he's mashmiya koyle, but if he's magbia koyle, he would really have geshmaka kavana, really have a good kavana. So is he allowed, is it permitted for him to, for extra kavana, to be louder? Is that okay? Or some of it, let's say he would have kavana, even malachash, he would have kavana with a quiet shmanasik, but he'd have a really good kavana if he would say it out loud. So this is the question that the Taz addressed. Taz kotav the avim yokel kavin belachash. Let's say he could have kavana belachash. He could have kavana with a quiet davening, but he could have really good kavana if he would daven out loud. Avol loy kol kach, not as much kamei bekoil if he would daven out loud. The mikri ena yokel kavin. So Taz says that's called you can't have kavana. It's not as good of kavana. It's called not having kavana, and it would be permitted for that. For a person to daven out loud, Yachol is followed by Yachid Bekel, he could use his Kel. Even though he's quoting the Taz, does not recommend it, because as we mentioned last night, it says in the Zohar Kaddish that if a person is Magbiya his Kel, or is Mashmiya, the lesson over here in the Bir Lachas is Magbiya his Kel, then his tefillah is not Nishmas. There's an Einish that for a person that he's showing, he doesn't have the munah that Hashem listens to the tefillah balakash, so then the mida keneged mida, that his tefillah is not niskavo, it's not heard in Shammai. So since that's such a chomer dika einish, the Mishnah Berurah does not recommend it. Since this person could have the minimum requirement of kavana, then it's not really worth it for the extra kavana to be in the sakana of this einish, of the Zohar Kaddish, which his tefillah is not heard. Fine. Sivkatan Tez, Magbiya Koyloi, we said over here that he could even be Magbiya Koyloi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's assuming that Lahashmiya Koyloi, the lower level, is not enough. And therefore, then he's permitted to be Magbiya Koyloi. But just like we had before with the Taz, that if you could have Kavana with Lachash, and you don't need to be Mashmiya your Koyloi, so the same thing, if you could have Kavana with Lahashmiya, then you have no right to go be Magbiya. So the Mechaber, when he tells us you can be Magbiya, is that's when he couldn't have Kavana with anything less than that. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Airi Dafilu in Yashmiya Koyle B'miksat. This is if he would be Mashmiya a little bit, Kamkein Layuchal Achavein, he can't have Kavana, Din Lavhachi Aser, then it would be Aser to be Magbiya. So everything we're taking in gradation. If he can have Kavana with Lachash, he shouldn't be Mashmiya. If he can have Kavana with Yashmiya, he shouldn't be Magbiya. So the Mechaber that says you could be Magbiya is assuming that there's no other Eitzah. Let's go further now. The Mechaber told us that this is Tavka if he is by himself, but not in the Tzibur. What's the problem of the Tzibur? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because he's staring, right? Afilu lahashmiya koyloi b'miksas. Even a little bit. Not only should he not be Magbiya his koyl in the Tzibur, he shouldn't be mashmiya either, because that's enough to stare. For certainly, he shouldn't be Magbiya his koil. The Dirshu brings in a whole interesting discussion of Machlokas of Faiskim. If somebody is davening loudly, which he should not be doing in the Tzibur, and you hear him, I guess you're not davening Shmona Esrei, and the Shailah should answer Amen to his brachos. So others say that he shouldn't answer Amen because he's doing something wrong, and therefore he shouldn't answer Amen to him. And others say that you could answer Amen. Others say you should run away. don't listen to him. But okay, it's interesting, Shiloh. Yad Alf, we said, this is already the next tip. So the second half, let's just review quickly, was that to teach his B'nai Beis, it's mutter to be Mashmiya, or Matur is Mashmiya, even to be Magbiya Koyle. And then Sif Gimel, we said that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the minig is to say it loud, even betzibur. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What's the heter over here? Sifkan Yud Aleph, afilu betzibur, lo'ir ha'kavana. The purpose was to be mo'er the kavana. I will happen to staring, you're going to bother the person next to you. L'mitrit tziburo lo'ichai shinen. We're not afraid that that's going to happen. Kevin shetzidurim u'machzorim yadam. Since everybody has a siddur, a machzor, so we know that he's not going to get bothered. Everybody davens from a siddur on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because the tefillah is an unfamiliar nitzuch. So we could assume that he's not going to get distracted. He's going to hear your tefillah and then forget where he's holding and then get bothered. So we're not afraid of that. So because everybody just has a siddur in front of it. So therefore, everybody can daven on their own pace and a little bit out loud, and it'll be okay. I am Magen Avram Demasik. The Yosef Toiv was Paul Balachash, that even though that was the minig, it would really be preferable al pi halacha not to do so, to daven quietly Balachash, meaning there's really, it shouldn't be any different Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur than the whole year. Im Yachul Chavin, if he could have Kavana, then he should do so. V'kein kasu harbe akrainim. And today, in many places, you don't even find that anybody's davening out loud. It's quiet on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. You do hear sometimes people daven out loud, but for the most part, it's that minig has become batel. We have siddurim. Also, you're saying the whole year we have siddurim. It's true, but not everybody is necessarily going to be davening from the siddur. Even if he's using a siddur, it could be he'll be davening from memory. And And it's easy, once a person is davening by heart, it's easy to get distracted. If he hears somebody else, and he's saying somewhere else in the tefillah, and he hears it, it'll go into his ear, and he'll start saying from where that person is. Yeah, and benching your chazan by hearing the music. Yeah, it's a stare. It's hard for a person to concentrate. When he hears something else at the same time as he's saying something, so it's all upon him if... And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's why I added that point. I think it helps everybody. Nobody's familiar with the nusach. You're actually reading from the siddur, so then you're more concentrated on where you're at in the siddur. I think so. Okay, let's finish up this sif kut and yud beis, that the Ramah says even the place where they had the minhag, where they said the tefillah a little bit louder in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's only a little bit, but not yosi midai. It shouldn't be too loud. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis, the Har Zemi Nevi'e Habal. Like we said before, Lagbiya Kailai is mine, that's a new Madrega, Nevi'e Habal. So it's not Kedai. If it's not Kedai to be Magbiya as Kail. Shanamar Baham, but Yikru Bakal Gadol. It says by the Nevi'e Habal that they called out Bakal Gadol. That could be pshat. Inami, another reason, they're for sure going to bother his neighbor. So one of the two reasons. I just wondered, I'm just going to say my question out loud. I don't have a teretz for it. It was bothered, according to the first teretz, the Nevi'e Habal, that it sounds like there's always a problem. Why are we davening out loud on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was for Kavana. And he's saying the reason why you're not allowed to daven so loud is because there's a problem of Nevi'e Habal, which means that there's no heter just for Kavana to daven very loud because of this problem of Nevi'e Habal. Nevi'e Habal, in the time of Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi made the maimed by Har Carmel, and the Nevi'e Habal were screaming and screaming out loud that they should be saved by their God. So... Yeah, maybe to wake them up. They're sleeping. Maybe they went on a trip. You have to call them back. So they were screaming out loud, and they weren't getting answered. So that's we don't have to scream out for Hashem to hear. That's what the idea is. So anyway, it seems from over here that there's no hatchet for Kavana to daven very loud, which seems to be a stira, a contradiction to what we said at the beginning of this year, and where we said Yachol lechavin lachash mutter lahagbia koilu, the Mechaber said clearly it's mutter to be magbia his koil, and here it seems that there's no answer to lahagbia koil. I don't have an answer to that. It seems to be a steer. According to the second reason the Mishnah Berurah gave, that the reason is if you say it too loud, you're going to bother your neighbor. Here is v'tzibur, so then that would fit with what we said before. That if he's private and in his own, privacy of his own home, he's not bothering anybody, he could be magbia also in order to have kavana. here we're saying there's a limit. The question is, why is there a limit? Is the limit because you're never allowed to be so loud for Kavana because it's like the Nevi'ei Habal? Or because you're in the Tzibur, and even though there's a Heter for Kavana, but don't scream it. You have to have your neighbor in mind also. But according to the first reason, it seems to be a contradiction to what we said in the beginning, that it's mutter to be magbia his kol in order to have kavana. You're asking Bakal what's the problem. There is such a thing of screaming at Hashem, because the person needs to cry, not because Hashem can't hear. Yeah. Right, so Pashtus, this is a din only in Shmona Esrei. It means there would be times that it's appropriate to cry out, but you sing Avinu Malkeinu, and everybody, the old tzibur is mamish screaming, and they're crying, and there could be a place for it, but not in Shmona Esrei. In Shmona Esrei, the Chazal were masaking davka balachas. That's how I understand it, is it's a din in Shmona Esrei. Let's finish this. Mikol Malkam Nira the Chazanim. It's interesting. This Mishnah Berurah. There were. I think it's a Bach, if I remember correctly. There were Paiskim that held that a Chazan shouldn't say so loud. Also, because as an Indian, even though he's allowed to be say it loud enough to be Moitzu the Tzibur, but it's still a Shmona Esrei and it's still supposed to be quiet. And here the Mishnah Berurah is going to say no. That when it comes to the Chazaras Hashat, since the whole Takana was out loud, then there's no inyan to be quiet bedavka. Mikol makom nira de chazanim, a chazan shemagbiim kailam kadei la'ir hakavana. First of all, he should have more kavana, and the people should listen. If he's interesting enough, maybe they'll listen for a little bit. Rol hashmiya, and to make it heard, shapir hadavarim, it should be heard clearly. And shapir avdi, it's fine. That's no problem. If a chazan can say the chazar zashat as loud as he wants, there's no problem. The ikr tefillah shliach tzibur niskan adavka b'korom, because the whole chazar zashat was made to be out loud, so maybe that's not a problem to say it out loud. Okay, and oisim shaitin kain kadeva harolit kolom vada oisim shalikagin. Okay, but the people who want to show off, that's not appropriate. But if he's making it loud enough to have kavana and to get the oilam into it, then that's permitted, and that's what shliach tzibur is there for. Let's go further. Last sif over here, and in Siman Kuf Aleph, is discussing tefillah b'chol lashon. Says in Shulchan Aruch, Yachol is pala b'chol lashon shirta. A person can be mispalo in any language that he wants. He can be mispalo in any language that he wants. Fine. Now, the problem over here is that the Gemara says that ein malachei hashareis nizkakin Lashon Arami. That the Malachi Asharis are not nizkakin to Lashon Arami. Now, there's a dispute in the Rishonim as to what that means. They're not nizkak, they're not zakuk to Aramish, to the language, the Aramaic language. What does that mean, they're not nizkakin? Malachi Asharis are not nizkakin to the Aramaic language. There's two main Malachim over here. There's the Rif and the Rush. The Rif says, hey, nizkakin means they don't understand it. They're not makir Lashon Aramish. They don't understand it. Malachi Asharis, they understand Lashon HaKodesh, that's the language of the Malachim, and they don't understand any other languages. The Aramish, which is close to Lashon HaKodesh, they don't understand, and for sure other languages, they don't understand. They're not nizkakin. And then the Rosh says, okay, well, just a second. And therefore, according to that, so if a person is davening in the Tzibur, they can daven in any language. It's fine, because the Ribono Shel Olam is there. The Shechina is there to be mekabel the tefillah. But if he's davening in Yechidus, where he doesn't have the Shechina with him, so then he needs Malachim, not Chalila, he's davening to the Malachim, but he needs Malachim to bring the tefillah to the Ribono Shel Olam. And if they don't understand, then they won't be able to bring it. So he can't daven in another language. He has to daven Badavka and Lashon HaKodesh, because they don't understand any languages except for Lashon HaKodesh. When you need Malachim, then you gotta go with Lashon HaKodesh. So according to the Rif, a person can daven in any language, like we said, but that's it if he's in the Tzibur. If he's not in the Tzibur, because the Ribono Shel Olam's there. If he's not in the Tzibur, he needs a Malach to bring the Tefillah to the Ribono Shel Olam, so then he has to daven Davka in Lashon HaKodesh, and not in any other language. That's how the Rif understands this Chazal, Ein Malachi Asharis Nizkakin l'arami, l'arami, lashon arami. However, the Rosh learns a different way. The Rosh says that nizkakin doesn't mean they didn't understand it. Nizkakin means that they're not interested in it. It's maguna. To them, it's not a nice language. And the reason why is because it's very similar to lashon hakodesh, but it's not lashon hakodesh. They understand all the languages. They understand very well lashon hakodesh, and they understand English and Russian and whatever language you want to. They know all the languages. But when it comes to Aramish, which is very similar to lashon hakodesh, it's not a nice language, and they're not interested. If you dive in Aramish, they don't want to have anything to do with it. They won't take that to their bonus shalom. So according to the Rosh, there's only one language that's a problem to daven b'yichidus, which would be Aramish. But all the other languages are fine. They understand every language. They just don't want to deal with Aramish. But any other language, they have no problem with, because it's not similar to lashon hakodesh, so it doesn't bother them. So according to the Rosh, a person could daven b'yichidus in another language except for Aramish. Now, there's one more opinion which is sort of in between, which what they call the Rabbani Atzarfas, who seemed to be Bali Toysfusim. They learned like the Rif, that the Malachi Asharis, they didn't understand other languages. They only understood Aramish. But just like the Tzibur helps, because the Rabbani Shalom is there, the Shechina is in the Makom of the Tzibur, a tefillah that the Tzibur says also works. A tefillah that the Tzibur says has a koyach like a Tzibur, even if you're davening b'yichidus. But if it's a tefillah that the Tzibur says, it's not something a person is davening for his own personal, private needs. It's something that the Tzibur says. Then that also is miskabel. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes such a tefillah, and he could daven in any language. Okay, that should be enough background, I hope, to understand well the Sif. Let's see now the Mechaber inside. Yeah. Oh, wonderful! You're asking if you can't pray in Aramaic, so then how come some of the prayers are in Aramaic? So that's a very, very good question. We're going to address that, because those prayers are said b'tzibur, and when it comes to the tzibur, even Aramaic you can say, because again the Rebbeinu Shalom is there. You don't need the Malachim. Basically, what comes out is, according to both the Rif and the Rosh, according to all opinions, Aramaic is out of the question. That's what you're picking up on, right? So, but that's b'yichidus. In the tzibur, you're okay. And the tefillahs we say but tzibur are the tefillahs that we're saying in Aramaic, we're saying in the tzibur. And if you're davening on your own, let's say we'll see Yakum Purkan, you say on Shabbos after Kriyas HaTorah. So if a person's b'yichidus, he shouldn't say Yakum Purkan. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, because it's in Aramaic and we don't say it. Yeah. Let's see now the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Dalet. Yakum is Paul B'chalash and Shir. So you can daven in any language you want. V'hani Mili, when do we say this? But Tzibur, that's only if he's in the Tzibur. This is the first opinion we said of the Rif, that the Malachi Asharis only listen to Lashon HaKodesh, they only understand Lashon HaKodesh. Aval B'yachid, lo yispalo, but if he's by himself, he shouldn't daven in any other language, ela b'Lashon HaKodesh. He should only daven in Lashon HaKodesh. V'yesh Aymer, this is the Rabbani Tzarfas, I told you that agree essentially to the Rif, that the Malachim do not understand any other languages, but you know, a tefillah that was said for the tzibur is miskabel, even if he's in the b'yichidus. It's only if he's asking for personal needs. Could go and she's paro al chayla, if he's having for a chayla lo eleinu, or al shum tzar, or any kind of tzar, sheish lo bebezai, a personal need. Al tefillah hakavul the tzibur, if he's saying a tefillah that is said, that the tzibur says, a filu yachid yachol amrei, then Hashem turns to the tefillah of the tzibur, even to a yachid who's saying it, and it could be said in any language. And then the third opinion here, this is the Rosh that we mentioned, v'yeshayimrim, da'af yachid kishishoyel tzarachov, yachol hishol b'chol lashon shiritza. Even the yachid is asking his personal needs, and he's not in the tzibur. He can ask in any language, because the malachim, they understand all the languages. What's it mean? They're not nizkakin l'aramish, means they don't care for it. Chutz mi lashon arami. Except for lashon arami, that since they don't care for the lashon arami, you can't daven b'yichidus. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Yud Gimel. B'chol lashon. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's talk a little bit about lashon hakodesh. Lashon hakodesh is something amazing. Mitzvah min amufchar. It's a mitzvah min amufchar. It's preferable. Davka b'lashon hakodesh. Daven in lashon hakodesh. So that's a mitzvah min amuvchar. Now he's going to start saying that really there's more than just mitzvah min amuvchar. First of all, he's going to refer us Tilchas Kriya Shema, Ayin Simin Samech Beis, Siv Beis of Mishnah Berurah Sham, Mashik Tavnu, Mashem Achrayim is that. Then the Mishnah Berurah says two problems with saying Kriya Shema and the same thing over here with Shemon Esrei in another language. The first problem we encounter is that there are words we don't know, they have many perushim. Like, for example, v'shinantam levanecha. So v'shinantam, he says, it means lashon limud, shayne halachais, it also means lashon chidud, v'shinantam shiu mechudadam beficha. And you run into a problem as a translator that a word that has many connotations, you're not going to say every single translation, every single implication of the word. You have to pick a word, and that's your translation. So you lose in translation the nuances of the Lashon HaKodesh. That's one problem. A second problem, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that there are words in Lashon HaKodesh that Pasha don't have a translation in other languages. The word ace, it doesn't translate into other languages. Or the word tuffleis, they're uniquely Jewish words. They don't have a translation in another language. So that's also problematic in translation. So he says that's a problem over there in Kriya Shema, and in Mishnah you could find also the same similar problems in the Shemoneh Esrei, huh? Yeah, tuffleis, right. So how are you going to translate it? How do you translate it? That's a word that's unique to Lashon HaKodesh. So how are you going to translate it? It's a problem. That's one thing. So first of all, it's not. We said it's a mitzvah min amuvchad daven lashon hakodesh. The truth is, this is a problem in min adin in translation. We have two problems in translation. Now, there's another issue, which is a serious issue, which is more of a I would say modern issue, so to say, but which was created from the time of the reform and movements away from the traditional Yiddishkeit that the use of other languages was not just an interest in davening with kavana. It really, there were ulterior motives to take away from veer away from the tradition. And the chachamim were oimed against this, the lavois age. So the Mishnah Berurah first brings the tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, that he was very strong against davening, at least bekaviyas and betzibur in other languages. And then the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring also from another Sefer that was printed in his time that the Chachamim were very against it. And I'll read you something very interesting the Dirshu brings down the Kitzah. I'll read you from the Tiferes Yisrael. Let's see this inside first, the Chasam Sefer. V'gam ayin v'tshuvas Chasam Sefer. Even my Mishnah Berurah says Orach Chaim. It's actually the end of Choshen Mishpat and the Lukutim. Simen Pei Dalad and Pei Vav. Sheherich b'kama rayas. He brought many rayas. Demash Yetziru Lispala B'chol Lashon. That which Chazal were matched to be misfall in any language, Hanadavka Bakrai. It's only if it's every once in a while. Avalikboya Bekavia Tamidis, but to make it a set thing that you stop davening in Lashon HaKodesh, you only daven in another language, Lahamish Shleich Tzibur, and to make a Shleich Tzibur that the Chazan himself should daven in another language, Vashkiach Lashon HaKodesh Lagamre, and to forget Lashon HaKodesh completely, is that Iyav Shar Bishum Oifen Ayin Sham. It's impossible. Look over there. And the Mishnah is going to say even sharper words. There are many good reasons. The Sefer Divrei Abris was something printed in his time. It's totally forbidden to do this. As opposed to the new group that came out and outside the Medina. And they translated the whole Siddur into another language. So it seems, we'll get to the modern day application of this. It seems that the way that they make it today with the Lashon HaKodesh on one page and another language on the other page is okay. But they translated the entire Siddur. They had a whole Siddur of a different language. And then, Vavera Gairas Avera, one Avera leads to the next. Shadalgu Abracha Shalkibbeth Golias and Birkav Yerushalayim. And they cut out things also. They made their own Siddur. Once they were being mahadir after mitzvah, so to speak, they took care of business. They cut out Yerushalayim, Kibbeth Golias, the Yerushalayim Ircha. Okshem Shiroitzim Lashkiach Zichron Yerushalayim. And just like they want to forget about the Zikaron of Yerushalayim, Ken Roitzim Lashkiach, Lashon HaKodesh, Mitzrayal. They want to make sure that we don't have Lashon HaKodesh either. Ten Yigalu Bizchus Shalo Yishinu Es Lashonim. Listen, forget about Yishalayim, forget about Gula, we don't need Lashon HaKodesh anymore. They see that Mishnah Berurah was very unhappy with this whole matzif. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmerenu Mideyos Epikursus Ke'elu. Shem should save us from such Deyos Epikursus. but we don't have a lot of time. Just the Tiferes Yisrael addresses this. He says a very interesting thing. He says that all good reasoning aside, whether you can prove that they're right or they're wrong, meaning al pi din, but he says that the chachamim of the times, the emes chachamim, saw that this was a big pirtza, and this could lead, dominating other languages, could lead to terrible pirtza in the Yiddishkeit. So he says that even if it would be a mitzvah mina taira to daven in another language, the Torah would say you should daven in a language. If the chazal, meaning the chachamim of these times, the time of the reform, the Haskalah, and all these movements, would have seen fit to be mevatel that mitzvah for Hayra Shah, he says that we should listen to them. Yamina smile, and they're the rabbim, and they're the true goyim, the chachamim that know what's right for Klal Yisrael. And if they would have told us that the mevatel this mitzvah, even if it would be a mitzvah, we would have had to listen to them. So the kol shekein that it's not even a mitzvah to daven in another language. So that's the Tiferes Yisrael in Saita and Perek Zayin, the first shtickle there. Okay, so I think it's kedai to see the Bir Lacha speaks about the chashivus of Lashon HaKodesh. So look in the bottom Bir Lacha, Yachol Lizpala B'chol Lashon. Ein Mishnah Berura, Kaza Magen Avram, B'Shem Sefer Chassidim, the Mutav Lizpala B'Lashon Shemavin, Im Eino Mavin B'Lashon HaKodesh. It's kedai to daven in his own language that he understands if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So it's a Sefer Chassidim. It would be kedai, it's a good thing. Mukach b'sefer chassidim b'simen tak peiches dainu davka imu yori shamayim or etayna b'zehu raket elishis pal b'kavana. That's only we're assuming a person who really wants to daven with kavana. Aval im eino b'chiyai gavna is pal b'lashon kodesh. If he's not such a person, then it's daven in lashon kodesh. Fine. Now, what's the reason? What's this great myla of lashon kodesh? Hatam ki lashon kodesh yesh like segulis. Rabbi has many segulis. Mikol l'shoynes from all the other languages. Who a lashon shakadosh baruch hu medaber boy im neviyav. That's the language that Hashem uses to speak to the neviim. Kamo shekasav Ramban b'parshas Tzisa and parshas Kisisa. V'chazal amru chazal say b'lashon hakodesh nivra ha'olam. The world was created in lashon hakodesh. K'dichsiv, like it says, l'zoyti kareisha ki meish l'kochazay. V'gam k'shetiknu k'nesas agdeilas nuzachat tefila when the chazal. We're mistaking the nizuk of the tefillah, so we're not talking about just anybody. It was kufchaf zakenim, it was 120 zakenim, mehem kama neviim. Some of them were neviim, so the nizuk of the tefillah was composed with nevuah. Mehema nimnu al kol bracha b'tevoseh, seirufei oitiyoseh, kama soidois ne'alamois v'niz gavois, that in it within laden in the words of the tefillah are soidois ne'alamois, high and hidden. Secrets. Nokshanu Imrim, when we say the word, Dvarim Ewu, Kilshenim, we just read the words as they are, even though we don't realize everything that's going on, the intricacies in the Saidas, the secrets that are being hinted at, Mikol Makom, Al Salana Tefillah Seinu Kalagan. The Tefillah goes to where it needs to go. It has a koyak of a sword, it cuts down all the impediments, it goes straight to Shemayim, it has that koyak. The words themselves have a koyak to be poil in Shemayim. If you don't know another language, you don't have this advantage of the koyak of Lashon HaKodesh. Fine. Let's finish up. You're only allowed to daven in another language if you understand it. Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it. Elvulashon HaKodesh, we said that if you're in the Yechidus, you have to daven davken Elvulashon HaKodesh, according to the first sheet of the Rif. But if you say, Malach Yesharaz, he's kakin Elvulashon HaRamas. It means they don't understand it. But then they don't understand any language. If they don't understand Aramish, which is similar to Lashon HaKodesh, for sure other languages they don't understand. Chutz v'Lashon HaKodesh, according to the Rif, they only understand Lashon HaKodesh. But Tzibur ain't Tzarech Melitz. But Tzibur doesn't need a Melitz. They don't need this messenger to bring the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzum me'kabel tefillasa. So we said, if he's davening b'yechidus, he can't daven in another language according to the Rif. That says the Mishnah Berurah is only if the chayla is not there. Ratzalom or shaloi b'fanav, avo b'fanav, if he's in front of a chayla, so then the Shekhinah is over the head of the chayla, so then he can daven in any language. And then the Sita of the Rabbanei Tzarfas hold that if it's a tefillah kavua to the tzibur, even though he's bechidus, he's allowed to daven in any language. Hakavua, the kevim shat tefillah kavua the tzibur. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'at my pinei la Hashem turns to such a tefillah, it's a tefillah of the tzibur. Tefillah shelo bezman shat tzibur mispalon, even if the tzibur is not mispalon. And the last shita is the Rosh holds that you can daven bechidus as long as it's not aramish. The sphere leg, the malachim makirin b'kol lashon. No, they do understand every language, just they're not interested in it. Rakshein nizkakin laramis shem aguna beinim. It's not a nice language. It's similar to Lashon HaKodesh, but it's not Lashon HaKodesh. And according to the Rosh, you can daven b'yechidus, even if you don't know Lashon HaKodesh, as long as it's not aramis. Mishum hakim mutar nashim l'spalo b'chshar l'shainis. That means nashim can daven in any language. One with sifkan, let's finish. But in Arami, you can't daven in Yechidus. If it's Tzibur, Mutter, but in the Tzibur, you could. Aflash in Arami. That's why we say Yakum Purkan and Brik Shmei. But if you're in your home by yourself, you can't say them. If you're in your home by yourself, you can't say them. I'll stop here.